Sky FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
I hope that you're having a fabulous morning. I'm enjoying the cooler weather in Johannesburg, although it's a bit humid. So I'm going to continue doing this weekly show. I need to find a name for it. It was like the Dis-Chem Foundation show, and then it was like In Your Element. I quite like In Your Element because that kind of keeps it nice and broad, but maybe you can help me. This is really a show where I look at people doing good in the world and how people doing good in the world are helping other people do good in the world. So that brings me to my guests today. Joining me this morning, and we are live, by the way. I'll give you the SMS line in a couple of minutes. But I have Heidi Gilby and Rabbi Fox, who are both from the Johannesburg Jewish Helping Hands, the Chev. Wonderful, wonderful organization. I'm going to be finding out stuff about the Chev that you probably always wanted to know, that maybe you didn't, but it's interesting all the same. And then from the Dis-Chem Foundation, we have the one and only Jacqueline Carlberg. Good morning. How are you, Jacqueline?
Good morning, Kathy.
How's the coffee?
Thank you. It's delicious. It's hot chocolate.
Oh, sorry. The hot chocolate.
Delicious.
Excellent. Happy bean. Thank you, happy bean. Okay. All right. So let's actually start. Firstly, thank you so much for coordinating all of this. But I actually want to start with Rabbi Fox and Heidi Gilby talking about the Chev. Rabbi Fox, can we start with you,
sure. Please?
The history of the Chev.
Yes, first of all, thank you so much for having us today.
Absolute pleasure.
And thank you for the flat white. It's delicious. Thank you, Happy Bean. We chose the right day to be here.
I'll say.
A bit of the history of the Chev. Thank you, Kathy. So the Chev actually started in 1888, and to let everybody know, the name Chevra Kedisha, everybody's familiar with the name Chevra Kedisha. What it actually means is Holy Society. Chevra Kedisha, Holy Society. And there is a Chevra Kedisha practically in every city in the world where there is a minion of Jews. Because the Chevra Kedisha has always historically been responsible for looking after people after they pass away. It's a burial society, a holy society, because looking after people after they pass away is the greatest kindness and the holiest activity a person can be involved in, because once a person has deceased, there's nothing he or she can do for him or herself, and therefore you need people to take care of the body, and therefore there's a Chevra Kedisha in every city in the world where there are Jews to take care of the deceased. So in 1888, we established the Chevra Kedisha in Johannesburg for the small community that was here at the time. And after a couple of years of operating and doing the holy work that the Chevra Kedisha does, they saw, amazingly, for a charity fund, that there was some extra money left over after the payments for the funerals, etc. So they got together, had a board meeting, and they decided that the excess funds should be used for the needy in the community, to help people in the community financially. And it so happened that continued year after year after year.
Incredible.
Yes.
That it started from looking after the dead, but then started in investing for life.
In the living, absolutely.
It's amazing.
Fast forward, I think I worked it out, 137 years. Absolutely. We're looking after, still continue. Our core is to look after people who've passed away, but we've expanded that, obviously, to look after the living, as you just mentioned, literally from cradle to grave, and everyone in between. So, it developed into more a financial assistance. And over the years, and more recently in the last 30, 40 years, as we know that the Chevra Kedisha is the largest Jewish charity organization in Johannesburg and looks after the elderly in Sandringham Gardens, Selwyn Siegel, everybody knows people with challenges, the Sandringham Lodge, Sandringham Square, Arcadia, which is our children's home. And of course, there's the welfare division as well, the financial assistance division, where we assist people in the community with financial aid and so many other projects. And we're very excited to speak about the projects that we partner with Dis-Chem. So that's a little bit of the history. There's so much more to be said.
Oh, I'm sure there is. I mean, how do you go from, you know, raising the money for a burial to raising the money to run, you know, hundreds of millions of rands in an organization taking care of every stage of life? You know, that Maslow's hierarchy of needs, the Chev caters to every single one.
Absolutely. And I think if I remember from Buzzek 1,
yes.
Maslow, what was the bottom layer? I think it was food, right? Food. Was it food?
Most fundamental, yeah.
Yeah, most fundamental. And we'll speak a little bit later about the meals that we partner with Dis-Chem. I mean, at the moment in our facilities, our incredible kitchen, and I invite you, Kathy, and anyone else to tour our kitchen. It's a tour. It's a day tour in and of itself. It's absolutely incredible. They prepare approximately between 1,500 and 2,000 meals per day for the residents on the campus at Sandringham.
Do you take your meals there?
No.
Wow.
I don't know. I don't.
If you're working on the campus, why not?
I don't know. I go home for my meals. It's my break.
Okay. All right.
I could. I mean, they're really, really wonderful, but I go home for my meals, yes. Family time.
It's like leaving your desk. Okay.
Family time.
I get it. Okay, can I speak to Heidi? Heidi Gilby.
Yes.
Thank you so much. What do you do at the Chev?
So, Kathy, I do the legal and the compliance part of the Chev.
So you're actually the main woman, what counts?
Well,
compliance
really.
Is the most important part of anything.
So it keeps me very busy and very occupied. And in my free time, when I'm feeling bored or at a loss, I then interact with Jackie at Dis-Chem and some other donors, not so many. You know, when we see a need, to fill a need. So that actually is what brings me the most pleasure, because it's almost like a break. You know, from drafting agreements and complying with the millions of government demands, we get to.
What sort of projects, what sort of funding does Dis-Chem give you? What do they fund for the Chev?
Okay, so as Rabbi referred to, we provide three. Dis-Chem helps us fund the foundation. It's not Dis-Chem itself.
Yeah.
So the foundation...
I did say Dis-Chem Foundation. Didn't I say foundation?
I don't know. We're all just calling it Dis-Chem.
I'm sure this has been recorded. We can check.
The place we love to shop.
That's the right answer.
All right.
So the foundation partners with us on actually quite a lot of projects. They assist with... as Rabbi referred to... we have three communal festive meals a year. This is quite a new project, and it's been so exciting. So at Purim, we have a Purim Sa'uda for the whole community. Whoever needs a Sa'uda is invited to come and join us. At Pesach, we have a Pesach Seder, and it's a menschistic, beautiful evening with the table set beautifully, the food beautifully arranged. You know, it's really a privilege, and it's an invitation to our community who need those meals and who need to feel like they are part of a community.
You know, as you're speaking, I'm realizing that when you go into, you're living in care, right? Because you are requiring that care and you may be in an institution. What these meals are doing is deinstitutionalizing that feeling. It's more of the home, what people would be experiencing possibly at their home, rather than in the home.
So these meals that we're referring to are actually geared towards the outer community.
Yes.
Within Sandringham Gardens, this is part of our service. Every rabbi can talk more to this, but every week there is a Shabbos meal, there is a Kiddush, there... all the festivals are celebrated, the tables are set, it's really beautiful. Our Sandringham Gardens and Selwyn Siegel cafeteria, well, our dining rooms, are set up for each chag. So the meals that we do with the Dis-Chem Foundation are geared towards
the community.
The community
at large.
At large. You know, so people are not sitting at home on their own. Come Rosh Hashanah, I think we had over 100 people at our Rosh Hashanah meal.
It's so important that in a community that's constantly diminishing in size, where people, you know, families living overseas, people are here in isolation. Well, what's happened?
Absolutely.
That's so important to fill another need.
So this Yontav initiative has been so tremendous. It started, I think, in Pesach 2024, where about 70 or 80 people came to celebrate the meal, the Seder, And of course, the whole Haggadah was read. We get a rabbi in to do that, and the most beautiful, delicious meal. And I've just shown you a picture of the setup before. Obviously, that picture was taken before, and it's just so kavodik and so beautiful, and the people enjoyed it so very much. And it's not only for people who can't afford to make a meal at home. It's for people who are lonely in the community. They get this opportunity to celebrate the chag and to celebrate the meal with so many other people.
Special.
Because simcha, in order to have simcha on the chag, you need to be with people.
It's not only that. When I look at how your tables were set and how beautiful it looks, what that says to me is, if I was one of your guests, that would say to me, somebody cares about me. Somebody has put in effort in that I should be here.
Well,
those are the nuanced things that often people miss.
Absolutely, and there's such an incredible team that does this. And I'm a little bit guilty of not putting my full heart into it, because I would be fine with a basic meal, one course.
You look quite happy to be guilty, by the way.
So they say to me, how should the menu look? So I said, it's okay. You can just have meat for the main meal, and you can have a small dessert or fruit. And the team go crazy with me. The team says, no ways. We have to put everything into this. So they say, no, you have to have different options for the main meal. You have to have a proper dessert. It has to look beautiful. And thank goodness we have such a wonderful team.
I love your team.
Thank goodness. If it was just up to Rabbi Fox, it would be so fantastic.
That's why we all stick to what we know.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. All right. So we're going to be running. Firstly, I need to tell you that if you've just joined us, thank you so much. My name is Kathy Kayla. You've heard from Heidi Gilby. She's a compliance officer for the Johannesburg Jewish Helping Hands, also known as the Chev, and Rabbi Fox.
Jonathan, just to be clear, because there's a Rabbi Gidon Fox from the Beth Din.
Thank you.
Kathy.
Actually sound much younger. Rabbi Jonathan Fox, from the Johannesburg Jewish Helping Hands. And also joining us, and we haven't heard from her yet, is Jacqueline Carlberg. She is from the Dis-Chem Foundation. We're going to be continuing the conversation, seeing what this partnership, what's coming out of the partnership between the Dis-Chem Foundation and the Johannesburg Jewish Helping Hands. Also, you have to listen out, because we're going to be giving away, last week we spoke about Bionike. Bionike is a Dis-Chem brand of lotions and creams and skincare and all of that. And we were talking about what the Dis-Chem Foundation does at the Chris Harney Baragwanath Breast Cancer Unit. And some of these, Bionike have got special products for people who are undergoing chemo. It soothes the skin, it helps, and we're going to have, how many packs are we giving away, Jacqueline?
Two
packs. Thank you very much. Okay, so while she's letting her logistics know, we're giving away two packs. We're going to have a question for you, so listen out for that. And if you want to get in touch, if you've got any questions, any comments, please send them through on WhatsApp. And that WhatsApp number is 061-895-1019.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Thank you so much for joining me. If you just have, my name is Kathy Kayla. This is, the Nameless Show. We are looking for a name for it. It might just be in your element, but I'm happy to take your suggestions. You can send them through on 061-895-1019. Yes. Now that I'm not management, I can do a show, which is very nice. It's myself. All right. We're talking Dis-Chem Foundation. We're talking about partnerships, people who care for people, partnering with other people who care for people, and what happens, the good that comes out of that. So joining me right now is Heidi Gilby and Rabbi Fox, Rabbi Jonathan Fox. Both of them are from Johannesburg Jewish Helping Hands. And Jacqueline Carlberg, who's from the Dis-Chem Foundation. Just before I get on to you, Jacqueline, I just wanted to find out, Heidi, you said that the Chev do three communal meals. You said one was Purim, one was Pesach. What's the third one?
Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah, okay. The New Year.
The
Amazing.
New Year. So, you know, we all want to start the New Year with our best foot forward.
Yes.
And, you know, this is a beautiful way to kick it off, you know, to be part of a community and, you know, part of something bigger and not be alone, as Rabbi said.
Yeah.
I just wanted to add that in addition to this community, say that the community festive meals, which we partner with the Dis-Chem Foundation, we also have obviously a Seder for Sandringham Gardens at the large dining room there. And I think it's the largest Seder in the Southern Hemisphere. There are approximately 200 people who attend that Seder. The Yontov meals, yeah. So they are massive and they are beautiful as well. Really, really tremendous.
Is there any way to like do like a mock Seder that we could actually have it filmed on a day that is not Yontov? I mean, just in case you guys don't have enough work to do.
I'm sure we could arrange it for you, Kathy. For you,
not
anything.
For me, not for me.
No. To film it. Not to film it. You can film it.
But I just think these things, it's so important that, that people beyond the people attending get to see it.
Absolutely.
You do amazing work.
A lot of the Jewish day schools, or the schools, a lot of the schools that are inclusive, I'll just mention Crawford as one, they'll cover all the holidays for all the various religions, and they do highlight Pesach, and then the kids get to have a mini Seder, which is lovely. So maybe that's something worth forming without adding extra work to anybody's calendar.
I'm thinking the Chev is it's a big deal. But anyhow, let's talk to you, Jacqueline. You have been quiet for far too long. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Excellent, thank you.
Good.
Jacqueline, why did Dis-Chem Foundation get involved with the Johannesburg Jewish Helping Hands?
So, as you know, we care for communities across the country.
Yes, it's not.
And we are inclusive of all communities. So the Chevra Kedisha is just one of the many communities and religious institutions and secular, non-secular institutions that we do care for, and we do ensure people have quality of life. You know, sometimes we're just only able to make a very small difference, but it's a difference nonetheless. So we do like to leave people maybe a little bit better than we found them. So community work as a whole is very important. And there's a need. There's a need in all communities. They're doing wonderful holistic work from cradle to grave and everything in between, as Rabbi Jonathan Fox has said. And it's a beautiful partnership. You know, we have a very good relationship with everybody across the board. I do work mostly with Haiti. I work most directly with Haiti on the needs. And we get involved. We did a beautiful year-end party for the Selwyn Siegel last year, which
That's
was beautiful.
Very special.
We got a special DJ in, and we had the music.
That's amazing.
And it was just, and it's wonderful. It's wonderful to be able to contribute and be a part of it, as we do in many communities.
So if you don't know what the Selwyn Siegel is, the Selwyn Siegel is a home for adults with diminished mental capacity. I think that's possibly the best way.
And physical challenges.
And physical challenges, yes. Okay, so, I mean, these are people who are living with real, real challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's absolutely incredible, very special people.
I'd like to add to that. So in the community outside of the Hebra, what the amazing caregivers and people like Haiti and Rabbi Jonathan encourage, as well as the whole Chev invent staff, is people outside that have the capability to host many of the people from the various parts of the campus, like the Selwyn Siegel, like the Lodge, and like Sandringham Gardens. They'll go into these people's private homes and they'll have a meal on a Sunday. And it's such a beautiful thing, and I was really privileged to be at one recently. And it was wonderful because they get to go out of the campus. Many of them don't have family or anybody to care for them. And off we went into this private home where they were hosted with a wonderful 3-4-course meal, a bit of entertainment. The host was gracious and ensured that everybody left happy. The Dis-Chem Foundation were able to gift some health and hygiene packs for those that were at the lunch. So it really is a holistic environment that they create.
Jackie, can I just jump in there?
Please.
I have to acknowledge, firstly, Lionel Stain, who has arranged for these visits from the Selwyn Siegel to people in the community. He's been involved for over 40 years. And absolute tzaddik, incredible what he has done for these people. He's really given a face to the residents at Selwyn Segal. And they also, the hosts inevitably say that they gain much more from the lunches, from hosting, than
wonderful.
The people themselves. They really, really love it. And of course, the residents themselves entertain the hosts and they sing their songs.
Oh,
everybody knows that.
It was wonderful.
So just thank you so much to Lionel for his commitment and his dedication for decades. And also, Jackie, and I know you want to speak about this, is about the care workers.
Yes,
the care workers who accompany the residents to these places and the care workers in general.
Absolutely. Not only do they accompany those that are in need of assistance, but just generally on the campus. And I know a little bit of the campus, and every time I do go through, Haiti always takes me to visit another area. It's just vast. It's like a rabbit warren. There's just so much to it. And every time I find something new. But the caregivers never cease to amaze me. Their passion is always first and foremost. It's always clear. And you have to love what you do, especially in a situation like this, which you were speaking about earlier. Some of the work is hard, and you can't do it if you're not passionate and if you don't care about the people you're working with, because it's very personal.
So that is another initiative which we've worked on together. So annually there's Nurses Day. It's an appreciation day for caregivers. So the foundation always generously contributes towards care packs for those nurses. You know, we'd like to give them something to show our appreciation, to show how grateful we are. It's a difficult job that they do.
It is.
And they do it with passion. You know, I was talking to a nursing manager, one of my colleagues, and we are talking about AI and about just how we envisage the future of care. And she said, but you know, the human touch can never be replaced.
Never.
People need a hug. They need that human interaction to counteract that loneliness and isolation. And no matter what you can do and how useful the technology is, and it will certainly have a place, we always need that human touch. And like, I was blown away by her attitude.
That tactile engagement is very, very important.
Yes.
Absolutely. You know, especially as we get older.
Yeah.
You know, and our brain, certain parts start to slow down. We need to keep those experiences going.
Absolutely. Yeah. And also the social workers as well. Mm. Who engage with the residents on a constant basis. It's incredible. They can sit with the resident, one social worker with the residents in the Nosh Cafe, for example, and the public is invited to enjoy the food at the Nosh Cafe. It's actually, until now, it was the best kept secret, the Nosh Cafe, but now everybody knows about it. The prices are amazing and the food is fantastic, and you get to engage with our residents. It's fantastic.
And the entertainment's not bad. Like, you have some very good singers that come along there and sing.
Absolutely, like Lil Dave and Moshe Singer.
The DJ.
Yeah, the DJ. Yeah,
is he rocking Sandringham Gardens?
He is so rocking Sandringham Gardens. And that's the point, Kathy. It's not just about survival. That's another very important point with the Chevra Kadisha. It's not just about providing the basics, which of course we do.
Yeah.
It's about giving joy. It's about giving joy. And every day I am privileged to see the joy that people have. I'll just give you a couple of examples. As you just mentioned, the entertainment, the DJs. There's music almost every day. There's exercise classes. There are music classes. On a Shabbos, we don't just have a basic brocha. We have a tremendous brocha for 150 people, which is very often sponsored. And anybody wishing to sponsor a brocha is welcome to contact me. But we have a lovely brocha and amazing people from the community who come in and sing songs and give Divrei Torah. And it's just such a beautiful time. And I think that's one of our philosophies, is it's not just about keeping people alive, it's giving life to their later years and to their entire, to all their years, now, giving life to the years.
I'd like to cut in there, if I may. And I'm just going to go back to the caregivers for a moment, and just to make clear as well that it's not only at the Chev and, you know, within these communities that we do go in and acknowledge and thank the care workers. That also happens, as we've highlighted previously, across many organizations and many communities. But just to go back to the care workers, so just around COVID, my dad had lost his wife, and he was alone, and he'd started to isolate. He'd had to reduce his working hours, and he was a workaholic his whole life. I think runs in the family. And
no, we hadn't noticed. anybody else noticed?
And my brother and I really had to put our foot down with him and insist that he went to the Chevra because he was alone. And from isolating himself and not wanting to socialize, the care, the love that he was shown at Sandringham Gardens, did my dad not get spruced up and go down to meals, breakfast, lunch, supper, and it added so many years to his life. He unfortunately passed away 2 years ago, but his last years that he was at the Chevra, he had a good couple of years, 3-4 years there, and he was so
happy.
Did
he have a girlfriend?
No, he was not interested. Well, we tried. He wasn't interested.
Like he could be happy or, you know.
He was just happy. He was happy for the company. He was happy for what was being offered to him. His mind was kept active. His social worker was, I'm going to give a shout out if I may, to Irene, who just absolutely was phenomenal to my father, and I know she is to many other residents. Mm-hmm. So my experience of the Chevra of Sandringham Gardens is just unbelievable.
Jackie, he celebrated his second bar mitzvah with us, is that right?
Yes, you took care of that for him.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
He did.
Absolutely amazing. Javi's listening to us overseas. She's listening to us in Israel. And she says, morning, Kathy, what a wonderful talk you're having. I remember the days when my parents used to have the Sol and Siegel for Shabbos lunch.
Wow.
First in Victory Park and in Glen Hazel. And that's what...
Can she tell us who they were?
Javi, who are your parents?
Yes.
Let us know.
We'd love to know. Lionel would love to know.
Send us a text. Yeah. But what nobody tells you when you go overseas is that there's nothing like this overseas.
No, there isn't.
Nothing.
Somebody actually
commented... Things I don't tell you.
Somebody
you
commented the other
anywhere
day
else.
About retirement homes overseas, which are fantastic, but they're primarily a business with Chesed. Someone commented that they can feel that our places, our facilities, are Chesed, and second is that it's a business.
Of course, it has to have business.
Of course, it has to have an element of business.
Yes.
But our primary focus is on the chesed, on making people happy.
Absolutely amazing. And Jacqueline, you are the business part of that, eh?
I think Jacqueline is very much part of the chesed side of things.
Mm. I have Maria for that.
You know, we...
But to keep it running, to keep those wheels greased, it doesn't... It's not oxygen.
Correct.
It costs money.
The Diskin Foundation is very, very blessed and lucky to be the beneficiary of Diskin. And every loyal customer that has, hopefully now has their new Better Rewards card or has a loyalty benefit card over the years, has contributed to the Diskin Foundation. So that's the greatest part of our admin. And we shout out to all of these people for allowing us to help all these communities in the ways that we do. And the Diskin Foundation team is very small, and the foundation was started by Lynette and Ivan Saltzman, as you know, who are the most incredible people with just a heart for community and, you know, for ensuring to the best of their abilities that everybody has a fair chance at whatever it is they need to have. And then the team itself is quite small, but we're dynamite. I've got a wonderful, wonderful group of
colleagues.
Are you
ready to run a competition? I'm looking at the time. It's 20 to 10.
Yes, I do. And just before we close, though, I would like to go into something that
Okay, so hold on a second. We're still long before we close.
We're
long before we're closing.
Okay, good.
If you've just joined me, my name is Kathy Kaler. You're on 101.9 Chai FM. And thank you so much. Carol's suggesting that we name this show the Community Show. Huh. Okay.
We'll put it on the shortlist.
Yeah. Carol, another Carol. We have a lot of Carols.
Wow.
Yes, Carols and Karens. As Kathy and the listeners of Chai FM know, I listen to information a lot. This is from Carol Z. She says, I'm totally overwhelmed and tears of happiness and disbelief are flowing. That is such a lovely, lovely message.
I have to tell you that Kathy reads these messages without having seen them before. They could absolutely say anything. It's completely live.
You know what? The people who send revolting messages, they don't listen to the station. They listen to other stations.
Only good people listen to your station.
100%. I endorse that view 100%. Okay, the other Carol, I don't know what your surname is, Carol, so I can't attribute a letter of the alphabet. Carol says, I'll tell you, Kathy, lots of the retirement estates here in South Africa are so strictly business run, they have nothing like what you're talking about for the Jewish folk here. So very sad from Carol. So Carol, where do you live? Where do you stay? If not here in Johannesburg.
Javi did reply, and we'll just give a shout out to, yes. I'm not sure if her parents are alive or not, but Louis and Mill Arenstam, is that right?
Aronovitz.
Yes. Louis and Mill Aronovitz.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
That's just wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Okay, so we're going to be running a competition, and this is for you can win one of two Bio Nikkei kits. What's in the kit, Jackie? Do you know?
It's a surprise.
Oh, it's a surprise. We always love that.
Surprise. But I can tell you that the wonderful Tracy Whittaker and her team from Bionico will be putting something special together in line
amazing.
With the discussion we had last week.
Okay, so last week we were talking about the Chris Hani Baragwanath Hospital and how Dis-Chem has got involved sponsoring the breast cancer unit. There's other sponsors who've got involved. There's Plascon, I think you said.
Estee Lauder Group of Companies,
Bio Nikkei.
Plascon, the Humanitarian Empowerment Fund.
There we go. See? Jacqueline.
All my besties.
Right. So the question in order to win, and how you're going to win is you're going to send through the answer on 061-895-1019. Sign your name, and remember you are ineligible to win if you have won on Chai FM in the last 90 days.
Wow, okay. So the first question is, does Bio Nikkei have products that treat side effects of chemotherapy? And the second question is, where can you purchase Bio Nikkei? You only need to answer one of those, or should we have them answer both correctly to win these fantastic prizes?
It depends on the value of the prize.
I think they should answer both questions.
It's a very valuable prize. Okay, very good.
Come on, Sue.
You know, the bigger the prize.
Sue sent in the answer.
I'll ask the questions again.
Sue, you're
what? Does Bio Nikkei have products that treat side effects of chemotherapy? And where can you purchase Bio Nikkei?
All right, and go. 061-895-1019. Sign your name. Remember, ineligible to win if you have won in the last 90 days.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Time is 9:45. I'm Kathy Kayla. This is 101.9 Chai FM. I'm talking about people who do good and how they collaborate with other people who do good. My guest in studio is Jacqueline Kahlberg from the Dis-Chem Foundation. And joining us in studio is Heidi Gilby. She's a compliance officer for the Johannesburg Jewish Helping Hands, and Rabbi Jonathan Fox, who's the rabbi for the Chev and the Johannesburg Jewish Helping Hands. And I'll tell you something, I feel so uplifted and so inspired. I do, and I just want to thank you guys.
I
think it's incredible. I really think it's incredible.
Thank you, Kathy, for giving us a little bit of exposure, actually a lot over your 20 years, and also just to wish you hatzlacha. And thank you for your 20 years of service.
Yeah,
and
but this isn't about
always
me.
Promoted, but you've always promoted, Chai FM has always promoted the Chevra Kadesha and good in the community. Yeah, so thank you.
God. Thank you. That's kind of you. All right, so we're running a competition. Jacqueline's going to give you the questions again. I'm going to give you the SMS or the WhatsApp number again. And you're going to send through the answers. There's two questions. The prize is a Bio Nikkei hamper. You're going to want this prize. It's a valuable hamper. That's why there's two questions. Okay, and the questions are,
does Bio Nikkei have products that treat side effects of chemotherapy? And where can you purchase Bio Nikkei?
All right, if you know the answers to those two questions, send it through on WhatsApp 061-895-1019. Please remember that you are not eligible to win if you have won on Chai FM in the last 90 days. Okay, Jacqueline.
So I have two things that I'd like to touch on, and I'll start with the first one, which is Dignity in the School Arena, which is again something we do across the country. And something that the Chev ensure happens for the Jewish community, which is Dignity in the School Arena. And I think either Rabbi Fox or Heidi can give you more information on what they do, and we support that at the Dis-Chem Foundation as well. And then I'll come to my favorite one last.
Okay, let's do that.
Well, we know that besides school fees, which can be quite expensive.
And they sit laughing around the table.
Understatement. Yes. Anyway, of course, there are other expenses that can also be quite expensive too, and that includes school uniform and stationery.
And so the 5 rand every day that, that you have to send with your child to school because they're doing a collection for this and they're doing a collection for that, right?
Plus tuck shop money and tours, all that.
Listen, kind of stuff. A real thing.
Of course, it really is.
When you live in the northern suburbs but you haven't got money for milk.
Yeah.
That's another level, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
So just in terms of the stationery and the school uniform, we have partnered with the Dischem Foundation for about 3 or 4 years to assist families in the Jewish community with those items. There is a process that needs to be followed, obviously, like everything when it comes to financial assistance. But we try to assist as many people in that area as we can. And we thank you once again, the Dischem Foundation, for the partnership.
Amazing.
You're wonderful to partner with. And then if I can go to Kadima.
Kadima, yes.
Kadima, which I
met two wonderful ladies earlier this week at the car wash.
Yeah.
From Kadima. They really are very, very special. But the one was very upset at the time. And I just said to her, "Do you need a hug, darling?" Yes. She gave a hug.
So special.
I can't even
tell
you. It's one of those moments in my life I will remember till the day I die.
No, what I love about that is the upskilling, the uplifting, and giving people also a sense of purpose in and amongst all the other exciting things and the bingo and the bridges and all the, you know, the stuff that goes on. But this is uplifting, and this is giving people a sense of purpose. And I want to tell you, you're never, ever going to find a better fly swatter or a cheaper one. And yeah.
But they also do contract packing. They do contract packing.
I can't answer that. Correct. I'm going to leave that to
They're a wonderful, functional organization. You need anything collated. You need photos collated. You need stuff
like that.
Repetitive work. They are untouchable, and
correct.
It is going to be the best money that you spend.
Sorry, I just have to say that. I appreciate that. And I always say Kadima is one of my favorite places to visit. On our campus. It's situated at the moment in what was the Selwyn Siegel dining room because it was at our parents' home. And when we sold our parents' home, we moved them across. And you walk in there and the atmosphere is just so full of joy. People are happy to see you. They are doing simple work. It's packing. It's making these phenomenal fly swatters. It's collating. It's beading. And everyone wants to show you what they're doing. Everyone is just positive and excited. And it's part of our mission to preserve people's dignity. You know, the whole financial assistance side of things is managed in a way that it is dignified, that people do not feel put down or diminished in any way. And, you know, that's the beauty of a Kadima.
And we know the importance of giving a person work to do.
Yes.
It's so important. And we have an entire protective work program, the World of Work. We've got Kadima, we've got the Junction to ensure that our residents and people in the community who aren't able to find work or do work in the open market have something to do and productive work, good work, as we've said, you know, whether it's making fly swatters, being part of our maintenance team, so many different jobs around the campus and doing such valuable work. And there's, you know, some things go out of fashion with AI and technology, but the good old fly swatter
will never go
out of fashion.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, and it's a lot healthier than, what do you call them? Sprays?
Like aerosols,
the sprays?
Yes.
Aerosol sprays. Doom. Use the good old fashioned fly swatter.
And the other beauty of Kadima is that we work with other NPOs in the wider community. So at least 50% of the attendees at the workshop on a daily basis are bused in. We provide transport to these people. We pick them up in Alex, I think we pick up in Bromfontein, and we bring them to Kadima, and you know, they earn a stipend, they get food, they get some social services support.
They become contributing members of society, and that's
absolutely
very important.
And have a fulfilling day, a full fulfilling day with other people.
Yeah. It's
amazing.
Very, very special.
That is very special. Are we ready to pick a winner, Jacqueline?
I guess we are.
We have so many messages.
That's wonderful.
Okay.
Are
your questions.
Right?
Okay, so I've gone through. All right, let's, if you can give us the questions, I will give you the correct answers, and then I'm going to name the winner and I'll give you the answers that the winner said. Is that all right?
Of course.
Or should I be a lady and let you choose the winner?
How about we throw that to Heidi? And then it's unbiased.
No. So what about to the man in the room?
Okay.
Let's go to the man in the room.
All right.
Okay, so the questions were, does Bionike have products that treat side effects of chemotherapy? And the second question is, where can you purchase Bionike?
All right, so the answer to the first question, does Bionike help with chemotherapy or with side effects of chemotherapy? And the answer is yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, sorry. Very good, very good. All right, so keep those drums on hand. The second question, where do you get it?
Where can you buy Bionike products?
And the answer is, drum roll please, sir.
The Skim.
Woohoo! Okay. Thank you to the studio audience. And
closing my eyes.
Okay, he's closing his eyes, and the answer is, the winner is. Okay, are we doing, which one are we doing?
The one that I pressed on.
Okay, the one that I pressed on. And that is, just to confirm again.
There we go.
Okay, because it's all coming on the phone. Okay, so answer to Bionike questions. Question one, the answer is yes. Question two, Dis-Chem Pharmacy, and this is from Moira Kessel. Well done, Moira Kessel. Woohoo! All right, but we were giving away two.
Oh, yes.
Dun, da, da, da.
Let Heidi choose.
So, Moira Kessel, I'm going to share your contact details with Jacqueline, and
Heidi's
going to do the next one.
Close your eyes, Heidi.
All right, so let's see. And Cindy Herring. Cindy Herring, well done. Both answers correct. Yes, and this game. Amazing, well done.
Brilliant.
So both of you, I'm going to share your contact details with the one and only Jacqueline from the Dis-Chem Foundation. Thank you very, very much. All right, let's sign off because we've got to get out of here. We've got the Kumsitz.
Maybe we'll stay.
No, let me tell you something. They will come and they're very serious. All right, so Jacqueline, I'm going to let you have the last word, but let's hear from Heidi and Rabbi Fox about what inspires you from about the Chev. Starting with Heidi.
Kathy, every day I'm inspired. Driving into campus every day, I'm just so proud of where I work and what I do. To be part of a team that is so focused on Chesed and on the community and on building, that's what
Do you feel like you're
me.
Doing God's work?
Absolutely.
Okay. That's all we need to know.
I spend a lot of time with the residents at the different facilities, and I'm inspired by them and their lives and their positivity, even through challenges, sicknesses, difficulties. They live, they want to live, and they help as well. So I just love the people. People say to me, isn't it difficult to work there? I've been working at the Chev for 20 years now, and I say, no, it's not difficult at all. It enriches me, and it gives me life as well. I love the people.
You're a very positive person. Perfect for what you do there.
And I hope they like me too, and I just love what I do.
Amazing. So. Rabbi Jonathan
But
Fox.
I also wanted to mention, you just mentioned, I just want to touch on this, is that we could not do this without, the Dis-Chem Foundation is one of many, many donors, the business side of it, that enables us to raise the 200-300 million rand a year that we need to do this work. So thank you to everyone in the community. We work for the community.
Amazing. Chorus of 12, always welcome. Hey?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you've got to be grateful. You've got to show gratitude. 100%. All right, Jacqueline.
I would like to say thank you to the Chevra. Equally, as you are thanking the Dis-Chem Foundation and your other benefactors, I'd like to say thank you to yourselves and to all the organizations across the country that care for peace of mind and healthy emotional living, among many other things, to everybody. And to all our loyal customers, keep swiping your Better Rewards cards and help us make differences in communities.
Absolutely. And those Better Rewards cards are let's go shopping, people. Let's go shopping. I'll see you in the aisles of Dis-Chem. And that is how we get to 10 o'clock. Thank you so much. Jacqueline, let's do this again next week.
I look forward.
Okay. Have a wonderful week. God bless. Bye.